It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. The director of the State Unemployment Insurance Agency, Sharon Moffitt-Massey, has been reassigned. This comes after thousands of people were wrongfully accused of unemployment fraud through the state's automated claims processing system. The state's own review of some 22,000 cases found a 93% fraud determination error rate. Jack, it seems like reassigning Moffitt-Massey is just one step down a long road.
I'm surprised she wasn't fired. Any other governor would have fired her. This has been an incredible mess. A poverty researcher was telling me about this the other day. You've got thousands and thousands of people who were erroneously charged with defrauding the system, and they would garnish their wages and add penalties, and these are people who largely can't afford the pay. A lot of the cases, they couldn't find these folks. They sent notices to wrong addresses, et cetera, since people who are of limited means move around more frequently. But no, this is really a mess, and you have to wonder, is this another case of the Snyder administration not paying attention and not minding the store, as appears to have happened in Flint?
Governor Rick Snyder has declared a state of emergency over the giant sinkhole that opened up in Fraser on Christmas Eve and led to the evacuation of 22 homes. This was after Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle declared a county state of emergency and urged Snyder to do the same. Jack, why was Hackle pushing for this?
Well, I'm not an expert, but I think it is a fundraising mechanism when you declare a state of emergency. But the bigger issue, of course, is Michigan's infrastructure, which is in terrible shape. We've been rated the worst state in the country, and I'm sure they'll eventually fix this sinkhole, but there have been other sinkholes in this general area, and we've got a lot of infrastructure problems. It'll be something to keep an eye on in the coming years.
This week, Governor Snyder announced that former state representative Al Pasholka will be Michigan's new budget director. Jack, what should we know about Pasholka, and what does this appointment say about Snyder's plans for his last 2 years as governor?
Well, if I can start with your last question first. The Snyder administration is coming to a close, and of course it has not been the world's most successful administration. He's tainted by the Flint water crisis. And in any event, even in successful administrations, you see people bailing out in the last couple of years, and this is sort of what's happened. His previous budget director took a job with Blue Cross Blue Shield to make more money. Pasholka's a term-limited state representative. In some quarters, he's very unpopular. He was the author of the emergency management bill, the one that was repealed by the voters, and he's unpopular with some union groups, too, and educators. He wanted to freeze or take away the state appropriation for universities that, when Right to Work was passed, signed long-term contracts with their unions. But he is seen as a competent person fiscally. He was head of the Appropriations Committee, and he may well be a good choice.
The U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Michigan has announced he'll step down from office on Inauguration Day. Patrick Miles Jr. was appointed by President Obama in 2012. Obama also appointed Eastern District Attorney Barbara McQuaid in 2010. She's expected to be replaced once President-elect Donald Trump takes office. Jack, what kind of shift might we see with this changing of the guard?
It's very simple. They'll appoint Republicans. Anytime you have a new president, especially when the parties change, it's just expected that these folks will resign or be eventually replaced. They sometimes linger on for months because there's two in Michigan and two in a lot of states, one in some, more than a few. And so it takes a long time to come up with replacements, but you'll see them being replaced with Republicans. And hopefully justice will be nonpartisan and it really won't make a difference as to what cases they pursue. Barbara McQuaid is sort of an intriguing figure. She's highly respected and seen as a Democrat. There's some speculation she might run for office.
Finally, the New York Times has named Detroit a top travel destination for 2017. Jack, are you going to tell all your out-of-town friends to pack their bags and head to the Motor City?
I think they should come here and take me out to dinner. There's a lot of nice new restaurants here, and Rebecca, you and your husband are welcome to come and take me to one of them anytime you want.
I'm going to keep that in mind, and I'm also going to tell all my out-of-town guests they can stay at your house.
We'll negotiate that.
All right. Have a good weekend, Jack.
You too.